This is TWiT.
When the FCC approved net neutrality on February 26th, everyone knew the rules would be challenged by lawsuits. But not this soon. The FCC is already facing two suits. Brian Fung is a reporter for The Washington Post and joins us now. How's it going, Brian?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being on. It's been a little while since you've been on the show. We missed you. So who is suing the FCC right at this point?
So we've got one trade group, U.S. Telecom. They're a group of major telecom companies such as AT&T. And then on the other side, you've got, not the other side, but you've also got a small broadband provider that's based in Texas called Alamo Broadband.
Brian, what are the suits at this point? Are they closely related, these two suits, or are they completely different types of suits?
Well, one suit was filed in Washington, D.C., the D.C. Circuit. The other one was filed in New Orleans, the Fifth Circuit. Both of them take the FCC to court on the net neutrality rules, saying that that they apply unreasonable requirements on internet providers and are being challenged on those grounds. What's really interesting about them to note is that, as you said, you know, these lawsuits came a little bit earlier than a lot of people were expecting. That's because they take advantage of kind of a technicality in how the rules were rolled out. The argument here is that even though the FCC's rules aren't official yet, they need to be published in the Federal Register, there is a part of them that operates on a different timeline. So a part known as the declaratory ruling is technically considered public and final when the FCC posted them to the website, its own website, FCC.gov. By that logic, anyone who wants to challenge the rules has 10 days to do so. The 10th day was technically on Sunday, but you bump that into the next business day, which was yesterday. And that's how you wind up with two early lawsuits.
What are people saying there in Washington, D.C.? Does anyone expect these lawsuits to succeed?
Well, I think, you know, before you get to that question, you have to ask the sort of procedural question, whether or not, they'll be thrown out by the court on the grounds of this interesting legal argument about whether or not you can take advantage of this alternative timeline. As you said, everyone is sort of expecting that there will be a challenge to the rules. I think a lot of people that I've been talking to seem to think that the FCC has a strong case to make, other people have said that 90% of what the FCC did will probably stand. It's the other 10% that will raise some questions. At this point, it's hard to say. A lot of it depends on which court it winds up in and who hears the case.
Hey, Brian, any chance that we'll see additional lawsuits, and will they just continue to dribble out, or does at some point do they all get rolled up into one sort of quote-unquote class action lawsuit?
It won't be a class action as as we sort of typically understand it, but what generally happens here is that there will be a number of lawsuits filed, and then they'll be rolled into a lottery system, at which point the federal judiciary, the sort of administrative body that handles these matters in the court system, will assign one court to handle the case. So it used to be that you'd have multiple people racing to the courthouse trying to beat each other to get the cases heard in the friendliest venue. In about the 80s, Congress decided that system wasn't working very well. As one person put it to me, you had multi-million-dollar, sometimes even billion-dollar cases being decided on who got to the courthouse first, down to the matter of 3 seconds or less. So the system obviously wasn't working out very well, and Congress decided, we're going to implement a lottery system and have just one easy way to figure out where the cases should be heard.